The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. It's National Eat What You Want Day, Tony. Have you eaten anything unusual today?
A couple of butterflies, yeah. That's all.
That is not the visual image we want to start the show with today.
Really?
You've never eaten every butterfly. You've never done it.
Here, I got two butterflies here.
Yeah.
Makes me want to call Clarice,
put
for those
away.
People who
put
understand that,
reference.
Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Medina Spirit will run in the Preakness. Devontae Adams poses another challenge to the Packers. And LeBron is going to take one more day off. But we begin today with Russell Westbrook. The Wizards guard set the NBA record for triple-doubles last night when he got his 182nd. That broke Oscar Robertson's record, though the term triple-double barely existed when Robertson played. Westbrook had 28 points, 13 rebounds, and 21 assists in the Wizards' loss to Atlanta. Wilbon, will this record look more or less impressive over time?
I don't know. And most importantly, I don't care about the record itself. I care about watching Russell Westbrook. And over the years, Tony, from the beginning, when I thought Russell Westbrook was, a largely selfish player who made bad judgments late in games, and he's grown and matured and gotten better and gotten more and more and more and more team-oriented to me. And the numbers just suggest how damn hard he plays. He plays as hard as anyone ever over the course of a game, if not harder, even than guys who are first ballot Hall of Famers. When you lead the league at 6'3" in assists and rebounds after the All-Star break, you are playing as hard as you can play. I mean, I know you always talk about the ticket, the price of a ticket, and who restores your faith in paying that at the window, plopping your credit card down. Russell Westbrook does. And what he's done with the Wizards and what he's done every stop, he plays his butt off. That's what I care about, not what the numbers suggest, because we're so obsessed as a society with numbers. All the numbers are now inflated, but his effort is never exaggerated. Every game out, this is what the guy does.
Yeah, I have to confess, I've become a little bored with his triple-doubles because I expect them every night. And I think he is a great player, but I don't think he's Oscar, and I don't think he's Isaiah, and I don't think he's Magic. I don't. As good as he is, I don't think he's on that level. He's got no rings, and at the moment, he's playing for a 10th-place team. And what I would say about, and this is not about Westbrook, this is about assists in general.
Yeah.
Assists are too cheaply given.
They are.
If you can throw a pass to someone who goes up in the air and twists around and three guys contest it and he throws in a shot and you get an assist, that's ridiculous. In Oscar's day, you got an assist when your pass led directly to an easy basket. What I find astonishing about Westbrook is his rebounding.
Yes.
He's 6'3". He's an unbelievably great rebounder.
He gets 20.
He's a good scorer. Not a great scorer, and he's not a great shooter. So last night, Mike, and we've seen this a lot, when he goes to shoot to win a game, it often doesn't drop. In terms of how I will view this down the road, the inflation of triple-doubles is amazing to me, Mike. In the Washington Post today, there were two statistics. One, that there are 47% more triple-doubles this year than last.
That's amazing.
And there are 700% more over the last 9 years. So it leads me to believe, Mike, that somebody will blow by Westbrook at some point.
I really
appreciate how good he is.
Yeah.
But I don't, like you, I don't know about the number.
Well, Tony, two things. One, the numbers are achievable because of positionless basketball. When Oscar played, guys played positions. And if you were a guard other than Oscar, you didn't rebound 15, 18 ever in your life. And so positionless basketball, which to me is better basketball, Russell Westbrook can do this. He is not slotted. He is not told, you have to play in this spot on the floor. And so the game has changed, just like the shooting of threes. The game has evolved, and it's in a better place from that standpoint, Tony. But listen, the energy Westbrook plays with. That's not going to be passed because nobody plays with more energy than Westbrook, and that is infectious.
There's no dispute.
It's infectious.
There's no dispute, but a guy like Luka Doncic, who's far younger than Westbrook, could blast right past that number at some point.
I guess he could.
It's conceivable.
I guess Doncic could. Medina Spirit, we're going back to the horsies. I know you love this. Will run in Saturday's Preakness. The Kentucky Derby winner got the clearance today, just hours after trainer Bob Baffert admitted that his team had treated Medina Spirit with an antifungal ointment that contained too much of a steroid. Tone, what do you make of the Maryland Jockey Club's decision to let Medina Spirit race anyway?
Okay, well, I want to get to Baffert to begin with. Because yesterday when we talked about this story, Baffert had said, we never gave the horse this thing at all, okay? And he planted his flag on that, and now he had to recant today. And I suspect that that does not look very good for him. In terms of the horse running into Preakness, let me say this. There is a very specific legal appeal process when a horse tests positive. And usually that process includes the second sample, which is not available to anybody yet. The only reason this horse, anybody knows about the first test being positive is because Baffert talked about it out loud. He didn't have to do that. So he brought that scrutiny to this horse in that way. But if you are allowed to go the distance in terms of the second sample and the horse is legal to run, then I would run the horse. I think a couple of things could happen. First of all, I certainly don't think that they will use this cream again, because if you do in Maryland and they find it, they can bounce you from the race in Maryland, different than other places. And secondly, I'm not sure the bettors are going to go for this horse, because they may think, Mike, that the reason he won was because he was on drugs.
Yeah, we couldn't even figure out what impact steroids had on baseball players. You hit it 5 feet further, do you hit it 12 feet further so that it goes over the wall instead of lands the track? If we don't know what the hell is going on with humans and steroids, we certainly don't know what's going on with horses. I will say this, Tony, the only thing I care about is Maryland, and not because I live in the state, which I do, but because if the horse found to have tested positive, we'll know by Friday, and the race ain't till Saturday. So, you know, that's what I care about. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to admit this to you. And, you know, I barely remember to watch the Kentucky Derby. I'm going to
watch
no matter what's going on Saturday. What time is that? It's earlier than the Derby, right? It's like 3:30 Eastern
around
or something.
6 o'clock. Oh, no.
Watch.
It'll be 6 o'clock.
I'm going to watch.
All right. Here's the thing. There's an overarching story here, and it's Bob Baffert.
Oh,
he's
the
greatest trainer in Kentucky Derby history. Okay. And if you want to believe he cheats and the horse tests positive in the second sample, you'll be able to do that. The excuse goes something like this. We gave the horse this cream. We didn't know it had the steroid in it. It was for something other on the horse, something like dermatitis. But what that sounds like, and thank you for mentioning baseball, if you want to be cynical, you can say, well, these baseball players said, I went to GNC, I bought a supplement, I didn't know it had anything in it, I didn't mean it. And people go, really? And so if you are anti-Baffert, you'll be able to go, really? Yeah. But, Mike, if the second sample comes back negative, then there's nothing at all with the Derby. Then the Derby's legit. So we'll see. We'll move on. Devontae Adams, the Packers all-pro wide receiver, said to Fox's Colin Cowherd that if Aaron Rodgers isn't back with the Packers, he would consider his options. Adams said, quote, it could change a lot. It doesn't mean potentially I'd be gone, but I definitely have to do some extra thinking if my guy wasn't here, unquote. Adams is in the final year of his contract. Wilbon, how concerned should the Packers be about Adams' comments?
You know, you talk about having Russ triple-double fatigue. How about fatigue from this incremental half-inch-a-week story movement that everybody wants to treat like there are big headlines? There are no headlines. This ain't even a headline, okay? I mean, the Packers should be concerned because he's their best offensive player besides Rodgers since Favre. So, yeah, they got to be concerned to a degree, but he's a receiver in football, Tony. We've seen teams throw out Hall of Fame receivers and they go get another one. So let's not make this seem like it's the potential loss of Jerry Rice, because it isn't. He's tremendous. But he doesn't know what Rodgers is doing. Rodgers hasn't even declared what Rodgers is doing. So I am not about to go tea leaves or even crystal ball on Devontae Adams when we don't even know what Rodgers is doing yet. I don't even get why this is supposed to, what is this, an update? New on SportsCenter? This is not new. This is purely speculative.
This is so interesting to me because we have an honest disagreement here. I love this story. I think it's a great story. It's got revenge. It's got nuance. What are the words I wrote
down?
That's
all it's got,
conflict.
Is nuance.
It has intrigue. And now it has a ripple effect with Davante Adams. But you know what it doesn't have?
What?
And you identified this. It doesn't have Aaron Rodgers on the record saying anything.
It doesn't.
It's got leaks and it's got innuendo to this point. It's possible that Rodgers would sign a big new contract, and if they told him that Jordan Love was not in their immediate plans, that he would stay. If you are Aaron Rodgers, and if you are dramatic and you are theatrical and you are egotistical, as a lot of people think Aaron Rodgers is, and as certainly I am, you would think that this is the coolest thing that's ever happened because this is straight out of Hollywood. You're in the headlines every single day, and you haven't opened your yap at all. It is just really cool if you're Aaron Rodgers. What do I think's going to happen? I mean, I don't really know what's going to happen
no, you
here,
don't.
But this is the main question for me.
What?
Does Aaron Rodgers really want people fired, or does he just want those people to grovel at his feet for a while so that he can be happy?
You know what?
I don't know.
At least LeBron, who's accused of being passive aggressive all the time, LeBron sits at the mic and says, the guy who thought of this should be fired. Okay? There's a headline. This is all you said. It's nuance. All it is nuance. That's all we
That's
got.
Right.
That's why I'm tired of that.
I like it.
And I'd rather discuss
like
triple
it.
Doubles than that.
Yeah, see, but if you were an English major in college like
I
was, nuance would be important to you. Let's take a break. Coming up, will the Knicks, the New York Knicks, actually have the better team on the floor when they take on the Lakers tonight?
And will Tony actually watch his childhood team? No, he won't do that. Should Kemp Bazemore have really been taking shots at Bradley Beal? Toss-up is next. See, shots, Tony, that ain't subtle. Huh? Let's have some shots.
Baffert story bothers me because I like Baffert. I do. I like him.
Pardon the interruption is brought to you by Burger King. Buy one, get one for $1 more at BK.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
It's time for toss up. Two men enter, one man leaves, puts on the cape he used to wear around campus in the 60s, stares into the full length mirror and wonders, where has all the time gone? What's first?
Toss up. Who'll have the better team tonight, the Knicks or the Lakers?
I'll be brief here. LeBron James isn't playing. If you don't have LeBron James, you don't have the better team. The Lakers are 10-15 when LeBron James doesn't play. The Knicks, I think, are 38-30 overall. You know the last time a Knicks-Lakers game mattered?
When?
It was like 1973. It was
okay,
48 years ago
then.
In the NBA Finals. I'm done saying anything.
It's been since then. Listen, I agree with your conclusion. The Knicks are going to have the better team, even though it's essentially a three-man team. It's Tibbs, it's Randle, and it's Derrick Rose. That's the team. That's how they get by. That's how they have moved in the playoff position. I'm sorry to R.J. Barrett. You know, quickly, doubtful, Mitchell out. R.J. Barrett's been contributing, so let me not be stupid about this. But, Tony, You need to stay up and watch the Knicks. This is an important game for the Knicks to maintain seeding. It's a late
one. What time?
It's in L.A. It's got to be 10:30. Come on.
The Lakers are going to be in the Lakers are the action. Are they going to be in the play-in tournament? That's all anybody cares about. Not the Knicks. They don't care about the Knicks.
They got to win to stay out of it.
Toss up who you got in their beef, Kent Bazemore or Bradley Beal?
Let me be clear on this. If you ask me who I have on the floor, I got Bradley Beal. He's a star. The other guy is a Scribini. So this guy Bazemore the other day is defending his teammate, Steph Curry, saying how incredible he's been scoring lately. And then he takes a poke at Beal because he says other guys are like hurting their hamstrings to stay up with him. And Beal goes nuts on social media and curses at him, says he doesn't matter, calls him straight lame. This is a bad look for Bradley Beal, Mike. He's beefing down. There's no point in doing this. I score this round for Bazemore because he got under Beal's skin.
He did, but there's no point in attacking Bradley Beal. He's had an honorable season. Here's a guy who goes out there. Some nights he gets 50 and they lose. And Bradley says, hey, I got an L. I let my teammates down. He's never let his teammates down. Bradley Beal's been a great teammate. You and I know Bradley Beal. We have watched Bradley Beal his entire career. There's no need to attack Bradley Beal. Bazemore's a worthy player. He's not a Scribini. He's not. But don't take on Bradley Beal like that. That's not good.
It's not. Right. It's not some nights he scores 50 and they lose. It's most nights.
You still
it's
like
most
him
nights
when
he
you have him on your team, Bradley Beal?
Yes, but they lose 40 and up. They're 8-22, I think. That's it. Let's take one last break. Still to come, will the Bucs really employ Tom Brady until he's 50? 50?
Enough of Tom Brady in age. I mean, enough. With Jaylen Brown out, this is news for the season. Where in the hell do the Celtics go? That's news.
You don't beef down, Mike. You're Bradley Beal. You're a star. You don't beef down. You don't.
Okay, I generally accept that. But Bradley Beal gets to defend himself. Come on now.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Happy time, people. Happy 32nd birthday, Cam Newton. After being released by the Carolina Panthers, Newton signed a one-year deal with the Patriots to replace Tom Brady. And it didn't go well. The Patriots finished 7-9, and Newton couldn't throw the ball downfield. He finished with 8 touchdowns and 10 interceptions. But he rushed for 592 yards, and he scored 12 touchdowns. So he was kind of an old-fashioned single-wing quarterback. To his credit, Newton knew he wasn't very good, and he said so. But Bill Belichick liked what he saw enough to sign Newton back for this season, hats and all, and named him the starter. Belichick, however, used the 15th overall pick to draft Mac Jones, presumably to be the Patriots' long-term starter. How will it sit in the state of Alabama if Auburn's Newton is replaced by Alabama's Jones?
Cam's hat game is fascinating, but I gotta tell you, Jimmy Jam says your hat game is fabulous. He's impressed. I mean, Jimmy Jam's saying that. Yeah. He knows about hats, so I defer. Okay. I defer.
So you know what I would say to that?
What?
Real recognizes real. That's what I would say to that about my hat.
We'll let
Let's
you have
move
the final
on.
Word
Happy
on
anniversary, Max Scherzer. On this day 5 years ago, the Nationals' greatest pitcher tied the major league record by striking out 20 Detroit Tigers in a 9-inning game, joining Roger Clemens and Kerry Wood as the only other pitchers to do this. Scherzer was throwing 97 in the ninth. I've said many times on this show that Scherzer is a warrior god. In his time with the Nationals, Scherzer has 2 Cy Youngs and a World Series championship. This past Saturday in Yankee Stadium, Scherzer allowed just 2 hits and 1 run. He had 14 strikeouts when he left the game in the 8th inning, leading 2-1. He became the 5th pitcher ever with 100 games of at least 10 strikeouts, joining Nolan Ryan, Randy Johnson, Clemens, and Pedro Martinez. Naturally, Brad Hand came in, blew Scherzer's win, and then Tanner Rainey blew the game. So what else is new?
I must say, I don't believe that list of 5 is it. I don't. You mean to tell me Walter Johnson, as long as he pitched, Walter Johnson didn't do that? Bob Gibson didn't do that? Sandy Koufax didn't? Is this one of those in the get-up era, these are the 5 people who did it?
No.
I don't. I got to see some more research. I got to see it. I don't believe it.
I would have thought Cy Young, who pitched 1,000 games, would have done it, but I don't know. Happy trails, Jaylen Brown. The Celtics All-Star guard is out for the remainder of the season with a torn ligament in his left wrist that will require surgery. Brown has been averaging a career-high 24.7 points on 48% shooting. Brown scored 30 or more points 11 times this season after having only 8 such games over his first 4 seasons combined. This injury means the Celtics will have played only 18 games this season with their top 4 players, Brown, Jason Tatum, Marcus Smart, Kemba Walker, on the court together. The Celtics are currently in 7th place. They now appear doomed to be in the play-in tournament. Boston is probably the most disappointing team in the East this season, and the drumbeat on Brad Stevens will only get louder.
Yeah, Tony, I mean, this is sad, first of all, because he's such a terrific player. And I look, though, and I say, okay, before I count them out completely, Evan Fournier is a guy who's capable of scoring 20 points a game. He is not the same in terms of all-around ability, both ends of the floor, as Jaylen Brown. But the Celtics, if they're this disappointing with Jaylen Brown, what are they going to ask Jason Tatum to do, score 60 every night? I don't know. I don't quite know what to make of this, and I do not believe they'll just get better because Fournier can step in and score some points. I don't know what to make of the Celtics in their season.
Would you be blaming Brad Stevens?
Tony, somebody is going to blame you when you are disappointing. And whether it's Brad Stevens or Danny Ainge, one of those guys, if not both, is going to get some blame. Okay. When you got a roster that good, I don't know. I don't want to fire anybody there. I don't. But I don't know what to make of it.
All right. Omissions. The Padres moved 3 players, including Fernando Tatis Jr., to the injured list due to health and safety protocols.
Wow.
And Yankee third base coach Phil Nevin tested positive despite being vaccinated during spring training. Man. Ah, is what I said in response to that. Let's go to the big finish.
Let's do it.
Bucks GM Jason Light tells Rich Eisen that Tom Brady can play with Tampa Bay until he's 50 if he wants to. Does that make sense?
No. Can we just enjoy Tom Brady for what he does now and not have to project every day as to how long he's going to play? He's playing now. He's damn good. He's great. He's the greatest. Brewers pitcher Jordan Zimmermann retired. How are you going to remember his career?
He had a no-hitter for the Nats. Steven Souza Jr. made a catch in left field that saved it. I will remember that. The Lightning started 3 black forwards last night for the first time in NHL history. Your thoughts?
I've been telling you for a year now, the NHL and its level commitment to just being progressive, I'm impressed by all of it, on and off the ice. This is on the ice, good. The Columbus Crew changed their name to the Columbus SC. Fans are set to be upset. What do you think the better name is?
I think of Columbia SC, Columbia, yeah, Columbia. South Carolina. I don't get this at all. Last one, Suns and Warriors tonight. What do you expect?
Tony, you can see 300 points in this game, or really close to 300 total points in this game. I'm going to be watching closely.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. And I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And now, here's SportsCenter.
Steve Smothers, shout out. He's responsible, his wife is, for the life. Don't you like that?
PTI.